KA3JCAWB4DMM via Echo Link.
3JCA, go ahead, sir.
Well, hello, Mr. Rich. How are you doing tonight?
How are you and Adita do it, sir?
I'm back. I'm being escorted out of the room. I was making disturbing her TV. What's up there in a big cold country?
It's a little chilly up here. Are you guys going to be affected by Hurricane Ian at all, or are you just going to get the westerly side of the storm surge?
Well, as of this afternoon, I looked at the weather about 5 o'clock, and they had moved it to coming in around Cape Coral about 1 in the morning, and then going straight towards Winter Haven or Haines City, and then veer off to the middle of the state up towards, just east of 75 going on up into Georgia, seems like.
Check in the debt tonight at 9 o'clock.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's an hour from now. Probably could check back in about that time and check into the net.
And if you can, that's understandable. But our website, Bravo Romeo Alpha Romeo Sierra .cc, has a pre-net check-in tab that you could sign, you and Anita, that you used before as a reminder. But if not, you could also, go through Echo Link at 9 o'clock when they call roll call and so forth like that. But I was also going to let you know that I'm a net controller on Friday nights now.
That'd give me more incentive to check in on Friday nights. How's Sally and Ashley doing today?
WB4DMM. They're doing good. Sally had a busy day at work today, but she's relaxing now, and bless her heart, Ashley, she threw a belt on one of her tires, so she had to drop the car off this morning at 9 o'clock. That happened yesterday, and then when she dropped the car off, they didn't have her tire in stock, so it wasn't going to be there until 3 o'clock, so I'm hoping it'll be done tomorrow. She took Sally's car tonight, but Ashley's working tonight at Publix.
Okay. Well, I hope that gal gets resolved quickly for you. I know this last week, Beverly's car had a hiccup, and we loaned her our car so she could get around, take the kids to school and such. And, been there, done that lots of times. Know the feeling. We're all doing fine here. The storm this afternoon turned more inland, more towards Florida than going straight up. Because 2 days ago we was watching it and it was headed, even this morning it was headed more or less at us. Yesterday you would have thought it would have been coming straight downtown here in Tallahassee. But anyway, I'm glad it's not, and we should just get a windstorm come by here tomorrow and Friday, or Thursday and Friday, WB4DMM.
Buddy, I just made a note to call you for tomorrow during the day so I could check on you guys and see how the weather was doing your way. I was going to tell you, if you've got a piece of paper, there's a website, November Alpha 5 Bravo, I believe it is, off the top of my head, .com, NA5B.com, and you could actually monitor the National Hurricane Net. They have two different frequencies that are pre-tabbed. They're set, but you also get to see the software-defined radio waterfall and everything like that. This guy's got a nice little system set up on the Internet to allow you to hear the HF stations.
Okay, I might check into that in a little bit. I've been interested in getting into Dalton was telling me about some SDR stuff, and I printed it out, and I hadn't really delved into it yet, just to see what I could do. It sounds like it'd be interesting, just chasing around on the net.
I've been doing all kinds of stuff. I've actually been doing a lot of DMR up here lately. I've helped a gentleman in Florida get his DMR radio, get Hotspot back online to get it programmed. There's a guy in Michigan that I helped, and then several of the ham operators in the local area are getting into DMR, so I've helped them get the local area. I've got another gentleman coming over Saturday, and we're going to work on his hot spot.
Well, that sounds real interesting. I hope I'll be asking you soon for some help. Maybe in the next couple of weeks we'll have one in route. Don't know yet, but she's sure hoping so. Thinking about trying that DMR with you.
Okay, well, definitely give me a call before you place the order or whatever. I want to make sure that you, did you say you have an iPhone or do you have an Android phone?
I didn't answer. It's a Galaxy Android.
Android phone is a lot easier to connect to the hotspot just because it doesn't reset. Apparently, the newest software for Apple, when you turn on the pairing for the Bluetooth or for the Wi-Fi, I'm sorry, not Bluetooth, the Wi-Fi, you only have like a 5-minute time frame when you boot up your hotspot. So if you have it on for too long, the Apple tends to drop the search feature, and you have to actually, before you turn your apply power to your hotspot, you have to turn your Apple phone Wi-Fi off, or the hotspot, I'm sorry, turn the hotspot off, and then back on, and as soon as you turn it on, then plug in your hotspot, because that way it'll find it before it times out. KA3JCA with WB4DMM.
KA3JCA, WB4DMM via EchoLink. Okie dokie. Well, we're going to play some of those games and learn. And I'm going to look here, see if I can find my notes on logging into the net, or just call back around 9 and log in. Talk to you a little bit later, Mr. Rich. Now that way I'll not hog it all the time. Talk to you. KA3JCA, WB4DMM via EchoLink. Be clear on your final, sir. Sub 3.
All the guys out here, I hog up all the time too. No, this repeater gets a lot of traffic, and there's a lot of locals here, and this is one busy repeater. So, yep, we try to share it around as much as we can there. Hi. So, alrighty, it was nice talking to you, Monroe. Please give Anita our love, and God bless both of you. And we'll talk to you either tonight at 9 o'clock. I'll recheck in because I pre-checked it, but if you go on the EchoLink, then I'll probably check back in, KA3JCA.